views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody. This is Sky. Welcome back for another week of Angels and Answers with, of course, Artie Hoffman and me, Sky Siegel. Artie's going to be a little late today, folks, but have no fear. He will be here. So we're just going to anticipate him for just a little bit. Thanks very much, everybody, for tuning in again. We all appreciate you here very much. And we're going to have a really good show today. We're going to start discussing appreciation, because appreciation is something sometimes we forget to do. We forget to give it. We forget to receive it. So before I go into that today, I'd like to start giving you out some of our phone numbers so that you can call us in with your thoughts, and you can call us in if you have anything on your mind. And you'd like a free little mini reading, we would be really happy to give you one of those and help you out with your problems. So if you wanted to call the studio for a mini reading, please call 800-930-2819. I'm going to say that number again, so go grab a pen and a paper and write this down. 800-930-2819. Now, if you'd like a beautiful reading with my wonderful partner, Artie, who is such a good medium and such a good psychic, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And if you'd like a reading from myself, my personal number to connect with me would be 908-500-1474. So, getting back to our topic here today, guys, we sometimes forget to give appreciation to others, and we like to get appreciation for ourselves. You know, I'll just give you a short for instance. Everybody knows that one of my boys, and I do mean my boys, meaning my two mastiffs. I have two Neapolitan mastiffs, which I think everybody knows already by now. And one of them was really sick. I didn't know what was wrong with him. He was very lethargic. A couple of Saturdays ago, I couldn't even get him out of the house to take him to a vet. I had to call an ambulance, a real pet ambulance. It was like crazy. So I called the ambulance and I got him to the doctor, and she tested him. She gave him every kind of x-ray under the sun. There was absolutely nothing wrong with him. She gave him two different Lyme blood tests to see if he had anything wrong with him as far as any kind of tick-borne diseases went, and he didn't. So she was kind of really very upset. He was limping. He looked miserable. He wasn't eating. It was pathetic. That woman called me every single night. She did not forget him. She couldn't figure out what it was, but she said to me, "Sky, I'm going to put him on an antibiotic for Rocky Mountain spotted fever." Now, of course, I don't live in the Rocky Mountains, so I thought, well, you know, that's really a waste of time. But I said, okay, everything else failed. Let's do it. So we put him on, and in one dosage, all of a sudden, he starts getting up and walking. I was absolutely floored. But before that happened, we picked the medication up on a Monday, but that Friday and Saturday, No, it was Saturday and Sunday. She called me every day to see how that dog was doing. And that is where appreciation comes in. Can I thank her enough for loving and caring about my pet, part of my family? Can I give her that much appreciation, you know, to say, oh my gosh, she's that caring that she would go ahead and she would do that for me, worrying about my dog so much. And those are the things we forget to do, you know. And what I'm going to do for her is when I go and when I pick up the rest of his medication, I'm going to bring her a little something to cheer up her day, you know, because first of all, I am very appreciative that she cared so much about my dog. And my gratitude to her is to bring her a little something. She didn't have to. She really didn't have to, but she did. And I'm really excited about that because, you know, guys, we did have a pet psychic on last week. And, you know, our animals are very much like ourselves. They hurt. They have feelings. They sometimes don't feel well psychologically. They sometimes don't feel well physically. So, you know, a pet psychic can tell you all of this. Artie and I also can tell you this, but, you know, it's not as good as having someone who just does pets, okay? Like, we could skim the surface. We'll know certain things if they come out at us. But to have a pet psychic, she would really know what's going on. Now, I was very grateful to her because on that show, she said to me that one of the boy that was sick, my dog that was sick, she said that his heart chakra was closed. And I think she was right. And I'll tell you why. The next day after she told me that, I decided to give him a little special, you know, attention. So I took him out in the car with me for a ride. We went and we got a hot dog for him. And we rode for about an hour in the car together. And when he got out of the car, he was feeling a little bit happier. So I think that he really appreciated that because what he did was instead of going into his cage not feeling well, because don't forget he hadn't had all of the antibiotics yet, he came and he sat with me and he showed me appreciation, you know? So even our animals feel that appreciation to us. And like I said, gratitude is unbelievable. How do you thank somebody for being that caring? How do you thank somebody for being that interested in something that means so much to you? You know, to me, it was just mind-boggling. Well, folks, this week was a pretty good week. And I just want to remind you of something. If things are not going well for you guys, there's a reason. And it's called Mercury retrograde. Has anybody out there been experiencing a little dysfunction in the family or a little bit of things going into turmoil, things going wrong? Well, it's all because of Mercury retrograde. And we are going to be in Mercury retrograde for at least until, I think it's June 11th. So if you have to make any big decisions or if you have to sign any contracts or buy anything that's electronic, I would tell you right now to hold off. Because what happens with Mercury retrograde is that when Mercury aligns with the Earth, there is, I believe it's like an electric energy, like waves that go through and it disrupts certain things and it disrupts certain patterns that we're accustomed to here on Earth. So what happens is everything gets mumbo jumboed. We get a little bit frustrated. We get problems with our lights. I know I've been having light issues, believe it or not. My lights have been going in and out a lot. My television has been on the fritz. My car broke down I'm telling you, folks, it's not been easy. But I'll tell you, we'll all get through it. We'll all get through it, and we'll be the better for it. So don't you worry. But right now, we're going to have to take a little break and have a commercial. But as soon as we get back, we're going to be talking about some other things. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
That's a great song, folks. I love that song. Well, this was a really big weekend for everybody. I hope everybody had a really nice extra day off. And I hope everybody was safe and had a lot of fun. I know there was a lot of barbecues going on out there. But for me and my family, we went camping. Well, who knew it was Mercury retrograde? If I would have known last Friday it was Mercury retrograde, I don't think I would have gone camping. Although we went up to upstate New York, which is absolutely magnificent countryside, absolutely magnificent with caverns and caves and a lot of native museums and waterfalls, absolutely so grounding and so full of beauty and nature. The evenings, when we went to sleep, we were tenting. The evenings were like 29 and 30 degrees. Oh my God. It was so cold, my skin was hurting. I got up in the middle of the night. I went to go sleep in the truck with the heater on. It was so bad. So the night after, we decided, and in the morning, oh my goodness, the mornings were brutally cold, brutally cold. And we had gone with all the kids. So we had children. I had my grandchildren aging from 17 down to 18 months. I was so afraid that the baby was going to get sick, or God forbid, in that weather, you never know. So I grabbed a hold of her and I took her into the car with me, and she didn't even care. She was in her long pajamas and she had her little feeties on, and she was just happy as a lark. God bless them. Boy, to be a kid again, right? I'll tell you. I want to give you guys the telephone number again to the studio so you can call in and get some free readings from Artie and I. And Artie should be here shortly. We're waiting for him, and he will be here soon. Anyway, let me give you the number to the studio. It's 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And if you'd like an Artie party or an Artie and Sky party, Artie's number is 877-ANGEL-02.
There you go.
That's his number. Is that right, Brian?
Yes, it is, Sky. You got it exactly correct, my friend.
Thank you. Okay, so if anybody wants a great reading with Artie, he's really good, and he really gets down and dirty with Spirit World. He's a really, really, really good, good medium and psychic. You know, he does parties. He's got YouTubes. His YouTubes are fantastic. I suggest that everybody goes on and takes a look, and you get to see the face behind the voice with Artie, and you won't be sorry. And if you'd like my number for a reading, which I have been doing quite frequently lately, my number is 908-500-1474. Now, if you'd like to book a party with me, that's great. Artie and I also, we do together or separately parties. We do telephone calls. So it really doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. You can still have a great reading over the telephone. So you don't have to worry about that. I do want to apologize, folks, for my voice. With all of the pollen out here in New Jersey, it's been crazy. Allergies have been rampant. Everybody's nose is all stuffy, and everyone's throat is all rare and tender. So if you hear me cracking up, it's not because I'm really cracking up. It's because of the pollen. But I'll tell you, you know, it's been a lot of fun for me doing the show, and I love it. And Artie, too. It's been so great. And the many people that we have met on the show and have called us from the show have been absolutely amazing. And we thank all of you for your patronage. We really do. We're very pleased when you guys call, and we're very pleased to hear that, you know, you call us in your private time. So getting back to appreciation, and that's something that I'm doing for you right now. I'm showing you appreciation. And there's so many times when we forget to do that. And that's why I'm bringing this up. Because we do appreciate, Artie and I do appreciate your loyalty. We do appreciate all the times when, you know, you could be listening to someone else, but you choose to listen to us. You know, that's our appreciation. And appreciation goes a very, very long way. Because when you do appreciate somebody, they never forget it. People don't forget it. And there's so little of that today in our world. Everybody takes everyone for granted. I know when you're on the parkway and you're driving and somebody makes a mistake and cuts you off, you know, everybody's quick to give a finger or yell and scream. But you don't know if that person had to do what he had to do just to avoid an accident. So keep that in mind, too. And sometimes we don't appreciate those kind of things, of course. But we also have to keep in mind that it's important for us to learn we're not the only ones living in this. We're all in this together. So when you show appreciation to somebody and you show gratitude to somebody, you're really paying it forward. Because there will be a time when somebody will do that to you. And you will love it. Believe me, you will love it. We had, like I was telling you before, we had that beautiful, I think her name was Lynn Zubler on last week, the pet psychic. I was very taken back by her because, you know, we were discussing certain things off air that I really never really thought of. And I always took for granted. And when I had gone to a psychic one time, she had told me that she connected with my son, and she did. And he said to me something very, very odd. He says to me, "Mom, I know Jennifer, my daughter, his sister. I've got Butchie up here with me." And he said, "You know, Jesus is so amazing that him and I are playing with all the pups. We're playing with all the puppies." So that tells me a lot. That tells me that our dogs' souls are very important. They're important to the spirit world, and we learn so much from them. So the next time you're looking at your dog, try and think of what he's thinking about, or have you been appreciative to him? Have you shown him gratitude? Have you shown him enough love? I mean, for heaven's sakes, I know that when I come home from work, my two dogs are sitting at the front door, jumping up and down like two maniacs, just waiting to kiss me and just love me with absolutely nothing and no motive, just absolutely no motive at all, which I think is amazing. And if that's not appreciation, folks, nothing is. That's appreciation at its best, at its absolute best. Now, I have been doing a few psychic parties, and being a parent who has lost a child, what happens is, you know, you're very grateful when the medium connects right away to your child and tells you things that you know have happened in their lives, that you know that have happened after that child has crossed over. And he tells you things to say, "Mom, I love you. Dad, I love you." It's real important that you know that. Because, you know, it takes them a lot to come to us. And believe it or not, they don't want us to know or recall how they died. They only want us to know that they are happy, they're still alive, and they love us. And to me, I was so appreciative to that medium for calming my mind down, even though I absolutely know he's fine, and even though I absolutely know he's in a better place, just for her words of saying, "You know, Sky, Michael said that he's fine. There's nothing else you could have done," and not to feel guilty that you had to pull the plug on him. So those words I appreciated. I appreciated them tremendously. And I know that when I do parties and I have situations like that, the appreciation that I feel from people is so strong. Just the look on the face. You don't even have to say a word to me. Just the looks on their faces alone fills my heart with such joy, love, and appreciation. We're going to go to a commercial break right now, folks. So stick around. And then after that, we have Rick from New Jersey on the line. Okay, guys? So come back real quick.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor.
Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Sky Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Do you want to transform your life's trauma and challenges into the gift that your life was meant to be? It's time for you to take control of your soul journey to heal, grow, and shine. Manifest your destiny with Wendy Wolf, soul transformer, energy, and psychic healer. To start your soul journey, contact Wendy at healgrowshine.com or email Wendy at wendy@wendyrwolf.com and start your adventure today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another beautiful segment of Angels and Answers. And guess what? We have, ta-da, Artie with us.
Artie with an Q.
Hey, listen, guys, we'd love to talk to Artie for a moment, but we have this lovely gentleman, Rick, on the phone from New Jersey, and he's been on for quite a while. So let's take him, and then we'll talk. All right?
Yep.
Rick, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how you doing there, boy?
Okay, very good. I just wanted to call and tell you how much I appreciate you and Artie for what you do every week on the radio and help so many people. It's wonderful. You're
well,
doing
thank
God's
you
work.
So much. I really appreciate that, too.
Well, that's very kind of you,
and
sir.
You know, we appreciate you listening. That's our appreciation, that you listen.
We appreciate the fact that you appreciate.
We appreciate the fact that you appreciate
yes,
us. Right. And for that, you're going to get some gratitude.
You can expect
thank
lots
you.
Of gratitude
I haven't missed
tonight.
One show.
So, do you listen every week, Rick?
Every week. I listen every week, and you guys are right on target.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. We really appreciate that.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when, you know, Artie's late or I'm late, it sometimes gets a little frustrating talking to the microphone by yourself, you know, and there's so many things that you want to say and so many things you want to make clear to everybody, and you don't have somebody by your shoulder telling you
to bounce. No, it's always easier to bounce off
it
of
is.
Somebody
it
when
is.
Somebody's right there than to be on your own.
Hey, Rick, thank you so much for calling. And is there anything that
well,
we can
do? Thank you both. And God bless you both.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks a lot, honey. And
we'll catch you soon.
Thank you.
We'll catch you on the down low.
Thank you. Have a good show.
Thanks. What a lovely man. What a lovely man.
How kind of him.
He's a sweetie pot pie. Well, anyway.
So we were talking about.
Yes, we were just talking about appreciation and how when I give readings, especially to those who have lost people who are extremely close, like a mother and child or a husband and wife or somebody that's extremely, you know, I mean, we love everyone and we don't never want to see any one of our loved ones, you know, be without us. However, the appreciation that we receive is the look on their face when you tell them things that their loved one has done in the past that they know about. But when you tell them about things that they have not seen and things that have happened while they've been deceased, that is the most amazing thing that you could ever watch on someone's face.
Charity and I had a discussion this past week about the ego and the soul. And we were discussing, she was saying how the soul is the driving force of whatever it is you want.
Yeah.
And I'm saying the driving force comes from the ego.
Yeah.
Because the soul doesn't need anything. And I feel like it's the ego that drives us to want to do more. And there's two sets of egos. There's the ego of the kind, and there's the ego of the negative.
Right. Well, there's the ego of us thinking that we know everything. And then there's the ego.
Oh, that wants what it wants also.
Yeah, yeah.
The ego always wants what it wants.
Right.
And even when it's not for your higher good, and that's the soul part that says, I don't know if that's for your better.
Better, yeah.
For your better still. But like I said, but we were having the discussion that the ego, well, there's good and bad to the ego. Because, you know, as mediums and as psychics, and regardless of what you do, it's always nice to get appreciation.
Yeah.
In the sense of.
We have a dog
of
outside
that
of
you
our
do.
Window.
Yeah.
We're on the bottom floor, so we have a dog outside of our window. I wonder if one of the managers can ask the people to move him. I'm sorry, folks. So sorry. So, so sorry. Well, anyway, like Artie was saying, especially when we're mediums, you know, we have to rely on not relying on our ego. We have to listen to spirit. We cannot have any kind of ego at all. We have to rely solely on spirit. And sometimes when our egos get involved, the reading doesn't come out right. So we have to learn to be totally egoless. We have to learn to wipe out everything in our minds, keep it still, and then receive. Because otherwise, if we don't, our egos, our ids, our voice inside of our heads that we think with, which is the ego, will get in the way. So, you know, it's very involved. So we have to know how to shut one off and how to turn on the other. And, you know, that comes with a lot of experience and it comes with a lot of commitments. I know that I've been doing this for many, many years, and I know now the difference between when spirit is there and speaking to me and my ego is there speaking to me. And, you know, for those people who are just getting into being mediums, it's kind of hard sometimes for them to differentiate between the two. But between Artie and I, we've had, 100 years experience?
Yeah, we've had a lot of experience for sure. But,
yeah.
But like, so what when you were talking about what it is you were talking about before,
yeah,
is that, you know, it's always important, even though we're psychics and mediums, we're spiritual people, it's always good to receive appreciation and acknowledgement for whether you're doing really good or whether you're doing really bad so that you could improve, or that you know, sometimes you feel like you're doing the best you can and it might be slighting other people, or other people might not fully appreciate what you have to say or do or whatever. But if you don't speak up, then, you know, you don't have the right to complain unless if you tell the person what it is.
Right. What
they're missing,
right,
or whatnot. So it's very important for you to speak your true feelings or what's not right. Even if you're in a restaurant, say if your food isn't cooked right or something isn't right,
yes.
Rather than just settle and complain about it, just ask them to, you know, make
Please
the accommodations,
understand. Right?
Yeah, and that's it. But that's the same thing with life too, you know.
Yeah. Don't you feel that when you do a reading, and the party that you're reading for is desperately missing their loved one. Just by being a medium yourself, when you look at their faces, don't you receive an immediate gratification?
After the reading, not during the reading. I mean, not in the beginning of the reading and stuff, because they want so bad. You know, like I said to you once before in a previous show, that you could be as right on could be, but anything shy of their loved one walking through the door.
Yes, yeah, never.
They're just still, you know, just so depressed or so upset or mourning so much, which is understandable.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it depends what part of the mourning they're at. If it's just at the beginning, very difficult to read somebody at the very beginning.
Very.
Because, you know, you're going through the mourning process. You know, so after 6 months to a year or a couple of years or whatever, and they, you know, process the fact of what has happened, then they're ready for, you know, that reading.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed too that when I have, like myself, when I, well, it's different for me because I am a medium. So when I was there and she gave me that medium reading, and it was right in the beginning of when I lost my son, I couldn't have been more appreciative. But that's because I understood what was going on. You know what I mean?
Well, being a medium receiving it, yeah, you could definitely understand it a lot better.
Yeah.
And all. So, what I was going to say is, hold on a second. I apologize. It's very important to, like I said, show gratitude and appreciation to whoever it is that is doing, you know, any kind of work for you or benefit for you. And when you show gratitude and appreciation, it makes people not only want to do more, but to do better.
Yes.
And it's extremely important, you know. And like I said, it's very important for the ego to be fed, you know, so you keep on, you know, doing good. And perform, you know, it shows in the performance, like I said. But like I said, my wife and I, we had a debate as far as what is, she was explaining to me, she felt we were saying the same thing. On the most part, yes, I have a feeling maybe a little different. But like I said, she felt that the soul was the driving force of wanting to accomplish or wanting to do as far as your purpose. But like I said, I feel like the soul, I think the soul gives you good feelings on whether something is right or wrong or what feels right. But I feel like it's the ego that's the driven part to do.
I feel that since we reincarnate many times with the same soul, I think it's the soul's job just to be there and accept what we do. You understand what I mean?
Well, yeah, the soul accepts, right? It observes and it feels what the
and it's going through that
mind and
cycle.
The body is going through,
right?
Yeah.
It's here for a reason. It's here to go through the cycles of learning and experiencing. And I don't think that the soul really gets involved as much as you think. But don't forget, on the other hand, if you have a good soul, you're going to be a good person. Mm-hmm. So it's like a catch-22.
Well, what I, you know, it's interesting that you said if you have a good soul. I feel like every soul is good at the ground level. Every soul is pure and perfect at the ground level. I feel like it's the mind that's screwed up.
Oh, it is.
It's the ego and the mind that's screwed up.
Well, what I meant by that was I think souls come in different age groups. You know what I mean? Like my soul might be less elevated than yours. So my soul might be like a baby soul, and your soul has been through many, many life changes and many, many lives here, and your soul is more elevated than mine.
You want to know something? I don't think anybody could really know for
you
sure.
Can't.
You can't.
We're speculating,
because,
really.
Yeah. It's all probability, speculations. Where were you the night of July 14th?
It wasn't me. It was my soul.
All right, everyone, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break, and then we're going to read for somebody special in New York. So stick around.
We've already said goodbye.
to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Part of our topic, we are going to read for somebody, but unfortunately, hey, Patty, hang on tight. I know we said we were going to read you next, but Susan was waiting a little longer.
Yes.
But we will get to you, I promise. One of the other topics that I wanted that we're going to be talking about is about expressing your true feelings, whether it be to your partner, whether it be to your business associate or to your kids. But it's very important to let everybody know exactly where you stand.
This is true.
You know, in a relationship, if something feels very unbalanced, because a lot of people, you know, live with stomach issues because they hold in and bottle in
Absolutely.
A lot of anger and resentment
Absolutely.
Because they're not expressing how they really feel.
Yes.
The only time a lot of people express how they feel is when it's too late. They express their anger. All right. They'll say the curse words and all the mean words or how they feel about somebody or something. But a lot of people have a hard time expressing their true emotions, their feelings about how they feel about a topic.
I think a lot of people are afraid also not to be liked. Let's say I was a person who didn't like you.
Uh-huh.
And we worked together and I didn't want to say I don't like you as a person because I feel as though you might not like me or you might, you know, think I'm an idiot or you might be uncomfortable working with me. So that happens a lot in business. People don't express their true feelings because they have a lot to lose.
Uh-huh.
You understand? And
yeah, so you have to watch what you say
exactly.
to who. And timing is very important
right,
when
right.
you express things.
Right, right.
Timing is very, very important when you express things. You can't always say what you want and just be blunt. It's also how you express it. Not just what you say, but how you say.
Right.
So right now we have Susan from Philly. Hey, Sue.
You owe me a beer.
Hello. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening,
what
darling.
Can we do for you, darling?
Hello. I wanted to do a shout-out for you from Philly, number one, and say we listen to you here in Philly as well.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's great news. Great news.
We're very appreciative of that. We really are.
Very good. I met both of you at Valley Forge about 6 months ago when you were there doing readings at the convention, and I'm the girl that is going through the divorce. So I just thought I'd give you a call and touch base with you.
Oh, how's everything going, honey?
Well, it's dragging on. I just thought I'd touch base, see what you can tell me from your end.
Oh, okay.
Give us just a moment so I can.
Well, I feel as though if you don't cow down and give in, it's going to remain that way. And I don't think you should. You stand up for what, you know, you believe in, and don't let anybody walk all over you. You understand?
I understand.
Yeah. You stick to your guns. Don't let anybody make you feel that you have to do something just to get this over and done with.
Got it. Understood. I kind of perceive that myself.
I really do feel like that through your patience and just staying focused on the big picture and not being worried about all the little details of every little thing of what's going on. I don't feel like you have to micromanage about every little detail. And I feel like everything is really going to work out in your favor. And, again, when arrogance is being presented, don't feed into it emotionally. Just allow yourself to,
pass it over,
just ride with it in the moment. And, everything really is, it's going to work out perfectly fine.
I feel it's going to work out fine for you too.
Did you separate already?
Oh yeah. We've been since, last June.
You know something, Sue, I don't think that you're actually going to get every little thing that you want, but there's going to be good compromises. I believe, will be in your favor. Just stick to those guns, girl.
He's got a different lawyer, a female lawyer. What can you tell me about her?
Well,
he fired the first one.
I feel like she's the type of person who's going to grab the jugulars. Divorce lawyers usually aren't ones to make things amicable, because the longer it drags on, the more they try to fight for it, the more money they make. So,
you know what? If I might say something.
Go ahead.
I feel as though the reason he got a new lawyer was because I believe he was being absurd, and the lawyer that he had was not agreeing 100%. And I think that the lawyer he's got now is kind of just hungry for money. And I don't know why I feel this way, but it's just I'm being told that he was being very uncooperative and unrealistic with his first lawyer as far as finances goes, even with his own finances and paying him too. And I feel as though he wanted somebody more on his side who would just yes him to death. And whatever way it's going to turn out, she could yes him to death till the cows come home. But when it comes down to the law is the law. And, you know, she's not going to get any further with him than the first guy was.
Have you guys already discussed as far as who gets what?
No, because he's not been forthright with the information. Just like,
yeah, see what I mean?
Yeah, he's going into a protective mode. And you want to know something, and I've recommended this to a lot of people. It will probably be very smart of you to get a forensic lawyer, so that you could, you know, see into all his stuff and what he's got. And, you know, obviously he's not going to show everything of what he has of a value, but a forensic lawyer, you know, like a buzzsaw, could cut through everything. They're very expensive, but they're worth every penny.
And you know something, I just feel like,
tell me any,
what?
Go ahead.
I feel as though she's just telling him what he wants to hear. And when push comes to shove, you can't change the laws. he's entitled to some things and you're entitled to some things, and that's just not going to change. He's not going to get what he thinks he is.
Tell him to yeah, because you're going to be going after more of what, you know, he won't even realize that you know what you know. But I would ask him via email, what is it that you want? Don't debate him on anything. Just see where he's initiating his direction. All right. Just find out where he's initiating his direction as far as what he's willing to give you. And from there, that's when you need to, you know, start making your own decisions as far as what to go after. But don't argue with him right from the get-go and just sit on it. But obviously, he's not going to be pure 50-50.
Well, you know, it won't settle. Then, you know,
it's that's what's going to happen.
That's why you need a forensic lawyer to help you with this.
Yeah,
right. Don't cow down to him. Don't cow down. Like Artie said, get a forensic lawyer. I think he's got issues with a lot of people. I don't think he knows how to even, you know, approach this in a proper manner. And that's why I think he lost his first lawyer, or he got rid of his first lawyer, because the lawyer probably was telling him, you're out of line.
Let me ask you something. Did you already get yourself a lawyer?
Yeah, it's been a year.
What does your lawyer think about this?
It's a job, you know. She's doing a good job. I'm not displeased. I think it's just a matter of, you know, just waiting for their next move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like so long as you're just pushing him a little bit, all right, because he'll drag this on. So, but like I said, I do feel like he is hiding monies from you. So
I feel like he has nothing to lose. What about you? I feel like he thinks he's got nothing to lose.
I feel like he feels like he's got a lot to lose, and that's
why I think he's taken advantage of her. I think he feels like,
oh yeah. No, I know that, but he's taking advantage of her because he's protecting what he's got.
Yeah. Like he's not going to lose a thing.
Right. But like I said, I would just ask him just black and white, what is it that you want out of this to finalize this divorce? And then from there, you could work with it. Just, you know, put the monkey on his back. And after he responds, then, you know. And then, yeah. And then you see, you know, and then you look at everything. But.
Right. Understood. Do I have anything to be worried about as far as blindsided by anything?
No, because you have to blindside him first. Like Artie was saying, you have to get yourself a forensic lawyer. That's why Artie said that, so that he can delve into his, you know, dirty laundry and find out exactly what's going on, so that you're not blindsided in any way.
Unfortunately, we got to wrap up this segment now. So, all right. But
thank you very much for calling in.
And hopefully we've been of help. But put the monkey on his back and just ask him, what do you want? And then respond.
And I truly feel you're going to get what you need and what you want.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good
day. Luck.
Good luck, honey.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody, you're with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers, and stick around because we're going to be reading some really cool people.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.